This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You don't have to be a big ballet fan to know Swan Lake or the Nutcracker. And if you know them, you probably also know the company that helped turn them into classics, Russia's Bolshoi Ballet. It's been around for 240 years through the good times in Russia and the Soviet Union and the bad. It's still a key ingredient as well in brand Russia. Simon Morrison's new book about the company and the theater it performs in is called Bolshoi Confidential. Simon, welcome to the program.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Without casting political aspersions, I imagine one of the great first challenges for this company was the rise of communism and the revolution in the early parts of the last century.
Absolutely. Although that was the period in time with the Bolsheviks and the communist upheaval after 1917, the capital of Russia was moved from St. Petersburg down to Moscow, and it was moved in a very kind of casual, secret way with basically Lenin and a few aides and guards taking the train down to Moscow and setting up shop. And after a decade, the theater, which Lenin and his aides initially wanted to close because there was simply no funding to keep it heated, you know, there were schools to heat and factories to start up, and why are you keeping this decadent space alive? But after a while, they decided to actually keep it going, and then they thought, actually, the art produced by this place could be useful to propagate communist ideas. Mm. And so, although it suffered a great deal, it also became the center, the most powerful ideological tool for the Kremlin.
If I went to not Moscow and not Red Square, but, you know, some little town in the middle of nowhere, Russia, are people going to know what I'm talking about when I talk about the Bolshoi?
Yeah. Well, first of all, its major productions, operas and ballets, are put on television all the time. And it's considered to be, in many respects, the pride of the nation. And after the collapse of communism, the company was in such disarray that there was, the first and only time, there was a strike. And I remember looking in the newspaper, I was actually in Russia at the time, it basically condemned the performers and said, there you go, go on strike, and the last pride of our country goes with it.
How did it manage that transition then? Because it is, again, today, one of the preeminent cultural institutions in that country, but also in the world.
It suffered greatly. The theater is largely funded by the government. When oil revenues collapsed, the budget of the theater collapsed with it and went down with it. So it was in a terrible state, disrepair. I remember seeing performances after the end of the communist period in the 90s in which suddenly the singing was out of tune in the operas. But then with the revival of the economy, the budget increased and the theater under Medvedev underwent this very ambitious renovation. You know, it rose to a glory that it hasn't seen in since really the middle of the 19th century.
What then, just to get it to present day, what is the fate and fortune of the Bolshoi under President Putin and the way things are going in that country now?
It's an interesting question. Mr. Putin doesn't seem to have a great deal of interest in the fine arts. He's a sports person, and somebody has quipped in one of the reviews of the book I read that, you know, it's just let him wrestle bears. It's good, good for the ballet. But I would say that he has not exerted much control over the theater himself. But still the theater, because it is the state academic Bolshoi theater and because it is the symbol of the nation and is a diplomatic tool, what it performs and its repertoire is still to some degree monitored. They have to be careful about putting on works that might be implicitly critical of, say, the Russian Orthodox Church or the government. And so patriotic fare is all important.
Simon Morrison is a professor of music at Princeton University. His book about the Bolshoi, the theater and the ballet and the company writ large, is called Bolshoi Confidential. Simon, thanks very much.
Thank you.